This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia continued its assault on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, Wednesday, and shelling that lit up the skyline above populated areas, even as both sides said they're ready to resume talks aimed at stopping the war in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's military also reports Russian paratroopers have landed in Kharkiv. The city's mayor reported multiple deaths Wednesday and hundreds injured in the last 24 hours. The escalation of attacks on crowded cities followed an initial round of talks Monday between Ukraine and Russia that resulted in only a promise to meet again. It was not clear when new talks might take place. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Russia must stop its bombing campaign before another meeting. With Moscow having failed in its aim to swiftly overthrow Ukraine's government after nearly a week, Western countries are worried Russia may move to more violent measures. In an interview with Britain's Sky News Wednesday, British Defense Ministry, Defense Secretary, Ben Wallace, says Russia is now likely to adopt more extreme tactics.
They will try, slowly but surely, try and surround the cities and then either bypass them or bombard them. And I think, you know, that is the brutality that I'm afraid we are witnessing, and it's going to get worse.
Ukraine's State Emergency Service says over 2,000 civilians have been killed so far in the nearly 1 week of war, though that claim has not been verified. Moscow said Wednesday it had captured the city of Kherson, a provincial capital of around 250,000 people on the southern front. But Ukraine disputed that claim, with an advisor to the president saying Wednesday street fighting was going on in the port, which sits deep in the Dnieper River's exit into the Black Sea. UN Refugee Agency Wednesday said more than 874,000 people have fled Ukraine into neighboring countries. This is VOA News.